Narrator 1. Well, at least it isn't a raging river that Br'er Rabbit has to cross, just a creek, though it is higher than usual and the rain is still coming down hard. Br'er Rabbit, to the audience. Well, that wasn't too bad. If getting my feet a little wet is the most unfortunate thing that happens tonight, I'll be just fine. He shakes off the wetness and looks around. Then, putting his hand to his ear, he listens for a moment. Music! I do believe I hear a party shaping up. He rubs his hands together eagerly. And that means dancing, and dancing means food to feed the dancers, and that means a fine time is had by all. He heads off stage with a hop, skip, and a jump. Narrator 2. And indeed, a fine time is had by all, especially Br'er Rabbit, who doesn't give another thought to the weather. He tries every dance and every dish and finds them all to his total satisfaction. Scene 2. Setting, same as Scene 1, except that the ropes are farther apart and the log is gone. Br'er Rabbit appears on stage and pantomimes the actions described by the narrator. Narrator 1. But even the best party in the world has to end sometime. And when it does, and Br'er Rabbit comes to the place where he has to cross the river to get to his landing, he barely recognizes it. Now, I told you that this is no great river, but it sure is acting like one. It might as well be an ocean, because the log is gone and there's no way for Br'er Rabbit to get home.